With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Republicans electing South Dakota Senator John Thune as the next Senate Majority Leader by a vote of 29-24. Thune beat out opposing candidates Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Rick Scott of Florida. The 63-year-old Thune will succeed Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who led Chambers Republicans since 2007. The 63-year-old Thune, in his fourth Senate term, has promised to work closely with President-elect Trump, despite differences the two have had over the years. Donald Trump has made a victor's return to Washington. He visited the White House for an Oval Office meeting with President Biden and committed to a smooth transition of power. Earlier, Mr. Trump received a standing ovation from House Republicans.
Well, thank you very much. This is a very nice gathering. Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win. It's always nice to win. A lot of good friends in this room.
Mr. Trump endorsed House Speaker Mike Johnson in Wednesday's internal GOP elections to stay on as Speaker. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Donald Trump has made his choice for Secretary of Defense. Reporter Bernie Bennett with details.
Pete Hegseth is Mr. Trump's selection for Secretary of Defense. Hegseth is a co-host of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends Weekend and has been a contributor with the network since 2014, where he developed a friendship with Trump, who made regular appearances on the show. If confirmed by the Senate, he would inherit the top job during a series of global crises, ranging from Russia's war in Ukraine and the ongoing attacks in the Middle East by Iranian proxies and escalating worries about the growing alliance between Russia and North Korea. Trump has also chosen William McGinley as White House counsel and former Congressman John Ratliff as CIA director. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
That on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 186 points. The NASDAQ composite is up 28. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are on hold in Louisiana.
The state has a law that requires all public schools post the Decalogue in every classroom, but a federal judge has suspended the legislation while a challenge plays out in court. The American Civil Liberties Union is representing a group of families who believe the Ten Commandments law is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The commandments were to be displayed along with the Mayflower Compact and other documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on Earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will be coming in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. This is SRN News. Some controversial testimony in the trial of a veteran charged in a subway chokehold death in New York City.
Daniel Penny is seen on video putting Jordan Neely in a chokehold on a New York City subway last May. Prosecutors say that nearly six-minute chokehold caused his death, but there's another man in the video also holding Penny down. Subway rider Eric Gonzalez, who testified Tuesday. He tried to convince Penny to loosen his grip. He told the jury, "I said I'm going to grab his hands so you can let go." Lawyers for Penny, an ex-Marine, say their client was trying to protect himself and other subway riders from an erratic acting Neely. In cross-examination, they sought to cast doubt on Gonzalez. Julie Walker, New York.
Amtrak service between New York and New Haven, Connecticut remains suspended. That's due to a fire near a train route in New York City. Service should be restored later today. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.